Well, we've added this segment to the online worship, and I was always thinking about our different situations that we're in. We're in a situation now with the COVID-19. We're also challenging with health issues, and everybody has something that we need to deal with. But I was thinking, how important is it for us to be together? What I mean by that is the body of Christ, the faith community. It is so important that we can be together and come together. Now, I respect the leaders and what Governor DeSantis is doing and how we're trying to do things, but also was thinking how important it is that we do these outside worship services and to encourage one another in the faith. Because health is well-being. You got physical health, you got mental health, you got emotional health, you got moral health, we got spiritual health. And we can be physically sick while mentally and occasionally morally and socially not doing so good. Or we can have health and sickness and many other kind of combinations. Tragedies strike us when we don't know when it might be coming. In Ecclesiastes chapter 4, it talks about how two are better than one. You've heard me say that before. Two are better than one. If either of them falls down, one is there to help them up. And that's what we are with the body of Christ and the church, especially at Bethel. If you need help and you fall down, we're here to help you get back up. You know, our freedom is so important, and I've been thinking a lot about that too. I don't think that people doing things in different states and stuff that's taken away our freedoms and putting us under house confinement or whatever they're doing, it just, to me, it's not a good thing. I'll put it that way. Because we all need to use our common sense, and we all need to be aware of our environment. We can't be living in a bubble. Now, I know the COVID-19 thing is serious, and I won't discount that. But the value of our independence can never be underestimated. God, in His kindness and His graciousness, provides us as His people for the mutual good, providing listening ears, helpful hands, wise, comforting, and correcting words. These are other resources that come to us. So together we win. And again, God gets the glory. Well, I hope and pray that whatever you're dealing with and your prayers and your situation is improving as we work together towards opening the church. But you know what a beautiful thing it is, and the weather is cooperating to come together on Sunday morning with the open air. I like that. Tina coined that phrase, open air worship. But we do lift up all the prayer requests that we know about it, and intercessory prayer is always a very good thing. But I hope and pray that you know that we are here for you. We will pray with you. We will pray for you. You can always call me if you like for personal prayer on the phone. 591-9785 is my cell. 997-2527 is my home number. Or you can shoot me an email, wrightstone@embarkmail.com. Well, I hope and pray everything is going well, because we do know that prayer makes a difference. That's why when the disciples asked Jesus, "Lord, what do you do when you go off by yourself like that? You seem to do it an awful lot." He said, "Well, I'm talking to the Father. It's called prayer." And they said, "Lord, could you teach us how to pray and talk to the Father?" He says, "Sure. Use this prayer as a model prayer for all of your prayers to line up with. As he taught, he said, 'Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, in earth as it is in heaven. And give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive them that trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one.'" Hallelujah! "For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever. Amen.